English Across the Pond.
Hello and welcome to another week of English Language Chat and Fun. This is English Across the Pond, your weekly podcast for all things English. Hi, how are you doing out there? I hope you've had a great week. Sit back and relax. The weekend is here. English Across the Pond is here too. I am one of the two presenters of this show. My name is Dan. I'm an English teacher. I'm a native speaker. I was born in England. Yay!
Whoa! My name's Jennifer. I'm also an English teacher. Woo. I'm also one of the hosts of this podcast. Woo. But I was born in the U.S. I live in the U.S. still. And I'm an American English speaker and teacher.
You get a lot of bang for your buck on this podcast because you get two presenters. One of them is male, one of them is female, one of them is British, one of them is American, and one of them is incredibly intelligent. No, I'm joking. We're both incredibly intelligent. We're going to choose a topic. We're talking about relationships today. But if you'd like us to teach you, if you'd like to step a little closer to Jennifer and I, we are teachers by trade. That's where we come from. We're not podcasters who do a bit of teaching. We are, if you cut us down the middle, you just see the word teachers run through us. Please don't do that. But if you did do that, we've been teaching many, many, many years, thousands and thousands of hours of experience, and you can become a member and we can teach you. Of course, not in a classroom, but as close as you can get online. You can do speaking with us, you leave us messages, you can do writing with us, vocabulary, listening exercises, and we have a Telegram group, a chat group online. We're in there every day asking questions and having fun with our members. It's awesome! So if you'd like to become a member, englishacrossthepond.com/gold. If you're thinking, he just said slash, forward slash. But you know, we don't use backward slashes. Forward slash. EnglishAcrossThePond.com/gold. Jennifer, we are talking about relationships.
Relationships.
Yeah. Now, just to use this word in one way, are you in a relationship?
I am in a relationship.
Do you think it's quite a serious, committed relationship?
I'd say it's pretty committed.
what's the evidence of that? What makes you say that?
A marriage certificate, vows, a lifelong promise.
Rings.
A child. Rings.
The evidence is stacking up.
There's a couple of things that kind of tie us together, yeah.
Yeah, so to be in a relationship, it's kind of a strange expression, really, because relationships can mean lots and lots of different things. But if you're in a relationship, you can't be just like in a relationship with a friend. In a relationship means in a relationship. Serious mm-hmm. sort of thing. So, there are many different kinds of relationships. Family relationship, friendships. They say, Jennifer, that blood is thicker than water. Talk to me about that.
Blood's thicker than water.
Water.
So that expression is like blood, family, that is thicker than water. Water being like friends, anyone on the outside. I just don't know how I feel about that.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
It's a weird. It just seems very archaic. Very, you know, family can betray you just as much as friends.
Yeah.
Family can have a bond just as much as friends. Friends can love you just as much as family. So I think that it's, I don't necessarily like it because I think it, it doesn't speak to how wonderful and beautiful friendships and other types of relationships can be.
And
water is pretty damn good.
Water is pretty fine. And the other side of that is it also doesn't do any justice to how bad some family members can be. Because what's interesting, I've been thinking about this recently, actually, is how pretty much globally I don't mean that different countries think different things. I mean, there are some families who disown people and they're not welcome in the house because they are terrible people. But on the whole, every single family really, really loves each other. And yet we all know that the world is full of... It doesn't seem to make any sense. On the one hand, we all know that the world is full of quite a lot of not very good people. But everybody in the family loves everybody in the family. There's something, the math doesn't add up. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I don't know. It's kind of a challenging topic.
Yeah. Maybe it's a bit too, maybe that's another episode. But yeah, it's a weird one. So I've been thinking about that. How come the world's full of bad people, but all families seem to all love each other? But maybe the truth is all families don't actually really love each other.
That's true. And sometimes there are kind of like not good friends either. A friend that's a frenemy.
Love that word.
You like that, the frenemy?
Yeah, I like the word I can't say it. I like that word.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another word I like, bromance.
Yeah, that's funny. Bromance.
And I was looking up what the female equivalent of a bromance is. And you know what it said? Well, like W-O-mance, like womance. But that's ridiculous because it's women. So womance, it's just stupid, don't work.
Yeah, it's not really like, ooh, hitting a chord with me, like, oh, I like that. Not resonating with me.
Not like frenemy.
Not like frenemy is good. Bromance is great. Womance?
What about acquaintanceships?
They're important for life.
What's an acquaintanceship?
So an acquaintanceship is a relationship between acquaintances.
What's an acquaintance?
An acquaintance, I'm glad you asked, is like that in-between stage. It's not necessarily a colleague. There's not that tie of work. It's not a friend. You don't really have that relationship, that bond of really being close. But it's also not a stranger, someone you don't know.
Yeah.
So an acquaintance can be a colleague, but you can also have a colleague that's not an acquaintance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's totally right. I'll tell you what's a good word with all this. I was teaching this the other week, is to recognize someone. You recognize an acquaintance. You don't know them, but you know of them.
I think with an acquaintance, there is a level of a relationship.
Yeah. But you would recognize them, right?
You would definitely recognize them, yes. But like, I would think of it, an acquaintance being Hannah, who is a nanny of a child that we see at the park.
Hannah Nanny.
Yes. So she is someone I definitely recognize because I see her at least 1 to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And but we, I would say, are acquaintances because we see each other. We say hello. We say hi. We talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually share some information.
Ooh.
Like she has just told me things about her boyfriend or a family. You know, I've shared like traveling or like things with her, so we talk and we have conversations, but we're not friends to where like I would call her, invite her to come over, or I would like call her in a time of need, or we're just not friends. We're friendly and we're acquaintances. Would you not say that's an acquaintance?
First of all, I have very high hopes for your and Hannah's relationship, and I hope it continues to blossom. The whole of the English Across the Pond community is behind us, behind you with that. Go you and Hannah. And yeah, it's someone you know, but not a friend. And someone you have spoken to, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I told Paula the other day, yeah, too bad she's not like the mom, because I could totally see her hanging out. But she's the nanny, so like... we're not going to do like Saturday play dates because she's not with the play date. You know?
She needs to get herself a kid.
I don't have a kid already.
Yeah, Hannah. If you want to be my friend, you need a kid.
So that's an acquaintance. And they're important because they're like the little connections that you have throughout the day.
Yeah. What about, like, when do you think it matters about, like, once you're in a relationship, about having friends of the opposite sex and fraternizing with other ladies and gentlemen other than your beloved?
So, say that again. Do I think what?
Should married people have friends of the opposite sex?
Have friends of the opposite sex. My husband and I have actually had this conversation a lot. Not a lot, but sometimes.
Yeah.
And maybe we differ. I think, like, friends from the past are kind of grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so Jared is a friend of mine and one of the people I, like, moved to Australia with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, there were three of us. We all moved to Australia. We traveled through Fiji together. We, like, traveled through Sydney. We were roommates for 4 months, and then we kind of went and did separate things. So my husband met me with Jared, my friend.
Yeah.
And so, like, he's a very old friend who is a male that I have this friendship with.
Already established.
Already established. And, you know, met. Same thing. Paulo has, well, okay. So then let me just add this as well. My friend Jared, who is a male, makes and has made an effort to become Paulo's friend as well.
Oh, nice.
Right? So then there's, like, that Paulo has friends from his past that are female that I have made friends with as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Now, I think it would be weird, me personally, this is of my opinion, IMHO, if I were to be out at the park, maybe at a coffee shop, or if I'm out in public by myself and I meet a man and I see he's wearing, I don't know, a vegan shirt, or maybe I meet him in yoga class, or I meet him because of a common interest. We start talking. Oh, we realize we have a lot of things in common. Oh my gosh, you're like, how fun. Oh, you have a kid too? Even better. Let's have a play date. And I come home and I'm like, hey, honey, I'm going to go have a play date with Mark. It's kind of like,
yeah.
Huh? I think it's just, I think it's weird. And I don't think it's weird because I think that I'm going to do anything inappropriate with him, or I think my husband's going to be jealous because my husband is not a jealous person. And I don't think there's any fears of, like, oh my gosh, you can't have a friend of the opposite sex because, like, you're going to cheat on me or anything like that. It's just, there's just this level of inappropriateness, I guess.
Mm.
I think it would be different of, like, hey, honey, I met this guy, Mark. He seems really cool. Like, we should go hang out with him.
Yeah, sure.
I think you guys would really get along as well as friends too. So then he becomes, like, this opposite sex becomes our friend. It doesn't become my friend.
Normal.
And then just to kind of top it off, I don't know if this is, like, sexism or genderism or whatever. I meet females very often. I've met a female at the park. We have now become good friends. I have met a female on Instagram. We are now good friends. Like, I do create and meet women and then establish good friendships with them. And sometimes Paulo's never even met these people yet. He just hears me talking about, like, Christina.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my very long answer. Well, work kind of creates this very different environment as well, though.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, my husband works. Well, before he was in a very male dominated world, so had a lot of guys, but now he's in a very mixed world, and he does create, like, he does have, like, work friends with people
mm-hmm.
that are female.
Yeah.
But I still think, like, it would be a little bit strange for him to go spend time with them solo.
Yeah, sure.
But, like, us going and hanging out together is not as strange. I don't know. Does that make, do you think that's like the general consensus? Because I think some people would look at me and be like, Jenna, that's the most ridiculous, sexist thing I've ever heard.
I think it's something that is definitely different from sort of, you know, around the globe and with different nationalities and different ethnicities and maybe different religions and things, different cultures. But I think it might be something that in one street, in your street, there may be people with really open relationships and people who are very closed. I think it's something that does vary a lot with different people.
Yeah, it's a tough topic, right?
Can cause a lot of friction, can't it, I think?
Oh, friction, absolutely. But I think the friction would come with, like, not being on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, if my husband was like, that's ridiculous, I'm going to go hang out with Susan Q at the bar tonight. We're going to have a drink. And I'm like, no, you know. Or if I guess one side didn't align with the other, definitely friction could happen. Yeah.
But I also think that there can be misconceptions and misunderstandings, people perceiving things differently where it's not really like that. But then the funny thing is, I think that, you know, in life, I think that maybe I or you or your husband or, you know, none of us really know what we feel, I think. It can be very difficult, I think. And then by the time you've worked out what you feel and where you are in life, life's moved on. It takes so long to work something out that by the time you've worked it out, you're not like that anymore anyway. It's all in flux all the time. Sorry.
Yeah. Touché. Boom. Yep. I think that's about it.
So, yeah, weird one. Last question. Relationships. What's your longest relationship? Friend, I mean, you know, not the other.
Kristen is a friend I met in dance class when I was 6 or 7.
Wow.
No. I think I was actually more like 8. And she was older. She's 3 years older. And
is she still 3 years older?
She's still 3 years older.
Amazing.
She didn't start regressing. I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But when you're like 8 and 11, that's not a really big deal.
Mm.
You know? But we remained good friends like throughout high school and college, and like we are still friends to this day. To the point where like if I really was in a bad place or really needed something, or vice versa, there would be no hesitation that if I called her and asked for something, she would do anything she could to help me, and vice versa.
Oh.
She was my maid of honor as well in my wedding.
Yeah.
But more of like just because of like history and everything. But we don't talk really much at all anymore. So like we don't have that like friendship of day to day or even like month to month. I think we've gone like 8 months without talking at one point, you know?
You need to send her a card.
I do need to send her a card. So it's kind of like we stay in contact. We both went really different ways in our lives as we got older.
Oh.
And so those we just didn't, I think, align in the day to day. And then at some point, like she had kids really young too. So her oldest child is 16.
Oof.
And so, you know, that was a huge difference when she starts like when she entered like school age children and I'm like drinking like 21 drinking college, you know, like just different ages or whatever. But that has been a long, long time. So like over 20 plus years of friendship there.
Kristen, everyone. Woo! Do you know the name of my best friend since I was a little kid?
Neil.
Yay! I went to see him.
How was he?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Very well. They just bought a house. He's going on holiday and he's going to buy a car in the new year. So I should say he's doing pretty good.
Well, go Neil.
Yeah.
Go Neil.
And we went pizza at Major Neil. Tom's. In Harrogate.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know it. Lovely. First of all, on the ground floor, there's like a retro shop with all sort of like 1970s lampshades and chairs and things. Beautiful. You go up the stairs, there's a pizza cafe called Major Tom's. Very nice. He's doing very, very well. And so is his lovely partner, Jane. And we have promised, as we always do, to see a lot more of each other.
Nice. Is that like, oh, yeah, let's see each other. And then you actually do it, or...
I think we kind of we do and we don't. They have to travel to this around this area through their work anyway, so that brings them over here like two or three times a year. But I think some years we see each other maybe half a dozen times, you know, every other month, and then there are years where we see each other maybe just two or three times. But and yeah, Neil's just turned 50 as well.
What?
He's caught me up once again. Well done, well done, Neil.
What a good friendship! Awesome. Yeah.
He's lovely. Should get him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll dish the dirt.
Do it. I wanted to find out all the nitty-gritty about you as a little schoolboy.
And we would get Kristen on, but being as you two...
I will call Kristen S if she wants to be on the podcast.
Okay. All right. Deal. All right, then.
Deal. Okay. I'll go call her right now.
I've already called. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely chatting. Everyone listening... to this conversation about friendships, relationships, romantic ships, all of that stuff. Thank you. We appreciate having you every week.
There's even such a thing as a podcast relationship where the two presenters don't have never met each other, but come together every week to chat.
Yeah. you're an acquaintance because we've never officially met, but you're like a really good friend because we've like shared a lot of very like big moments.
Yeah, indeed. For 3 years.
I know.
2016.
Crazy. So come to the United States this year, 2020.
Deal.
2020 is the year we're going to meet, I have a feeling.
I'm going to bring Neil.
I'll bring my family.
Good.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Bye,
we'll
bye,
see you
bye,
next
bye,
week.
Bye. See
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. It's language focus time. Welcome back, dear listeners. Thank you for making it this far. And just as there are four types of relationships, family, friendships, acquaintanceships, and romantic relationships, there are also four types of questions that we can ask in English. I'm sure you're aware of and can use all of them, but we don't usually highlight them and think about them as the four different types. We're going to do that now. One, yes, no questions. Do you like pizza? Are you ready? Is she coming? Are you good at English? These lead to a yes, no answer. Of course, hopefully, not just a yes, no answer. But number one is yes, no questions. Rising intonation to be polite. Do you like pizza? Are you happy? Is she coming? And when you're answering it, answer as you are asked. Is she coming? Yes, she is. Do you like pizza? Yes, I do. Does she like pizza? Yes, she does. Are they here? Yes, they are. So try to reproduce the auxiliaries. The way that you're asked is the way that you answer. So listen carefully to the question. Is that easy? Yes, it is. Do you understand? I think so. Number two. Special or WH questions. Who, what, where, when, why, how many, how much, how often, etc., etc. Who is the lady in green over there? Where does your sister live? How did you meet your husband? How many people are coming to the party? And whose cat is that? Okay. Three. Choice questions. Tea or coffee? Great intonation with choice questions. Would you like pizza or pasta? Da 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 ba 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 da ba. We go up and then we go down. Would you like to drive or should we walk? It's like climbing a mountain and then sliding down the other side. Can I get you a drink, or are you okay? We could go to the cinema or just watch a movie at home. Tea? Coffee? Is he a teacher or a student? You could say, is he a teacher or a student? But when we're offering a choice, would you like to go to the cinema or stay at home? When we're offering a choice, we go up. Tea, coffee, Coke, or water? Fun, isn't it? But if it's just a straight, is he a teacher or a student? It's when you're offering something, the intonation goes up. We could have pasta, fish, a salad, or maybe just some toast. Enjoy yourself, practice. They are choice questions. And last but not least, tag questions. She's going to get married, isn't she? She's going to get married, isn't she? Jennifer's in America, isn't she? Jennifer's in America, isn't she? Falling intonation when you think that you know the answer already and you're looking for confirmation. He's going to fail the test, isn't he? It's going to rain, isn't it? You know that it's going to rain and you know that he's going to fail the test. Rising intonation when you actually don't know. He isn't going to fail the test, is he? Dan is in England, isn't he? That's when you're not sure. So falling intonation, Dan plays the guitar, doesn't he? You know that he plays the guitar and you're just checking. Rising intonation, Dan plays the guitar, doesn't he? When you actually really don't know. That's question tags. That's the final part of our four ways to ask a question. Enjoy asking questions, my friends. It's really good fun, isn't it? It's really good fun, isn't it? Bye.